as we have Brenda Oftenkamp from the Extension joining us here in the studio. Brenda, good to have you back in.
Good morning. Glad to be here. This is an exciting week, and after the star appearance or the planets last night,
Wasn't that awesome? Yes,
it was really cool. We saw a little bit of it, but I think the fog and some of the clouds kind of came in pretty fast.
Yeah.
So you had to kind of be out there. But no, my daughter and I did get to experience that, and then I went through my Facebook feed, and some people had their telescopes or big projectile cameras or whatever and got some great pictures here locally, too. So, yeah, I feel like we can go on another 500 years. I've done my my viewing.
And did you and the daughter go through the Pawnee last night, too?
We did.
I thought I saw you walk by.
Oh, did you? I missed that, I guess, that you were even standing there. Yeah, we did. She's home, so, yeah, we walked through there, which is another really exciting event that we've had.
It is.
And I don't know, this time of year is one of those kind of once-in-a-year kind of activities, and that was one thing, and really cool stuff. And then as we reminisced with some people in there that grew up and here in the community, the stories that we were told. So it'll be really exciting for us to see what comes of that building.
Now, we know it's an exciting week for a lot of people. There's going to be a lot of folks that are doing some activities in the kitchen. And for those that aren't in the kitchen, they'll be at the dining room table enjoying those
treats. Oh, that's a great way to put it, yes. And I hope to have a little bit of positioning in both locations.
Yeah, that's kind of the ideal situation, isn't it?
Yes.
A little bit of both.
Yes, you know, and that's why I guess I just want to remind some people, you know, in terms of, I've had a number of phone calls and emails about sharing Christmas goodies. And I always love to share Christmas goodies, and there is really no research or nothing that the Centers for Disease Control, the CDC, has that shows that COVID-19 has, you know, there's probably minimal or lower risk, but no direct transmission for eating or handling foods that's been prepared. So if you're getting, you know, gifting something, I think you have to really ask yourself, is it going to an individual family where the hands are all pretty much the same family kind of thing? So your risk is going to be really minimal. You know, if we're taking a plate of cookies into a business where there's a number of different people coming from different households, coming from different environments, then that's maybe when you want to individually wrap is what I'd recommend.
Okay.
But there really is no risk in terms of contracting COVID from foods that have been given or handled. The greater risk comes from the good old-fashioned food safety steps that we all need to remind ourselves from.
Sure.
Which starts with washing our hands correctly, washing the kitchen counters, the utensils, the pots and the pans, whatever we do to make those things, and then making sure that we've correctly cooked those items to an internal temperature. Those put put us at a great, much greater risk than giving those items that we prepared to somebody else.
And I think it was at the beginning of the pandemic, you and I were talking, Brenda, about reading those labels on the cleaning utensils. Rather be a bottle of Lysol wipes or maybe a bottle of spray, it's really important to read those directions on the label.
Yeah, you know, and you say that, we've probably all gotten out of the handle of you're supposed to go around, what, once a day or something and wipe your doorknobs and wipe your, you know, heavily used things. And that is very true. So depending on what kind of sanitizer you're using, make sure that you're following the directions. And remember that cleaning is what you do with soap and water, and you wipe everything down. And then if you want to truly sanitize that surface or that utensil, then that's when you bring in the spray sanitizer or some type of a wipe or something, and that's where you follow those directions. And some of those surfaces, depending on those directions, have to stay wet for a certain amount of time, and that varies from brand to brand and different types of sanitizers.
And different environments, too, different structures, textures, whatever it might be.
Right, right. You know, it's just like putting sanitizer on wherever. I think if we're really diligent about keeping our hands away from our face and our eyes and those kind of things, we're probably okay to go ahead and push the grocery cart and just don't be doing all of those kind of things. And then as soon as you're done with the grocery cart, then you use sanitizer, or better yet, you go to the bathroom and you use hot soapy water and you scrub that soap for 20 seconds.
Yep. And we've talked before, too, that hand sanitizer is good to tie you over, but it's not a substitute for that good hand washing with that warm water.
That's exactly right. That's what everybody is saying, whether it's the medical community or whether it's the CDC. Hot or warm soapy water is really better for you than using the hand sanitizer. To use both is really a reassurance.
Yeah, that's great.
Right, as a reassurance. And the sanitizer is a great thing that we can carry with us and have wherever, but it
good
really
convenience.
Doesn't. Right, it doesn't make up for the soap and the water that we all have grown up on, but now we've known that we've got to scrub 20 seconds and get that soap that we put on there pushed around to all surfaces so it breaks down whatever's on our hands or on the substance that we're cleaning.
Now, you're talking about that good old-fashioned hand washing, Brenda. That kind of made me think of the good old bar of soap. I don't use the bar of soap anymore, but does it make a difference whether you go with the liquid or the bar of soap in terms of that hygiene?
You know, I'm not up on some of the research, but I do know that the antibacterial soaps that are labeled that way really have a length of time that they're most active
most
for.
Effective.
Right. So if you buy a gallon jug of antibacterial soap and it takes you a whole year to use that up by putting it into your individual, you know, dispensers at different sinks or whatever, you're probably losing the value of the antibacterial part of that soap. So buying smaller containers that you can efficiently go through within a 30-day or a 45-day period is probably the best recommendation that I would give to you. And the difference between foams and the gels and so forth, I think it really varies. But there again, I think those soaps that I would tell you that are heavily perfumed or are there to make us smell pretty, probably, in my mind, and I don't know, but there is research out there that could be found, probably are not the best ones to be used if we're going to be in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. And maybe use those, if you're going to use those after the restroom or something, maybe use those after you use that good antibacterial soap if you want that smell or that perfume or what have you.
And I think all of us have concerns about any soap and getting under the water, you know, numerous times this time of year because you get such dry skin and so forth. Well, I would think that there's a lot of us that are going to experience that. So having some good hand moisturizer.
Yep.
And I know at my house, the male counterparts of mine at my house just despise lotion, you know. But I think that's when you bite the bullet and you do some things that maybe wouldn't be what you would prefer to do.
Mm-hmm.
But so that your hands don't totally get dried out. And the drier your hands are, the harder it is to scrub.
To keep them
and
clean, yeah.
20 seconds isn't going to do it if you've got a lot of crevices.
Yep.
And I'm naturally dry skinned. Doesn't matter whether it's my feet or my legs or my hands. And so for me to keep my hands and my legs, my feet, whatever, moisturized is really critical. And it's probably critical for me wanting to keep my hands, you know, very clean.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What else do we have to discuss this morning,
you know,
Brenda?
I have all kinds of things, but I wanted to bring that. The other thing that I'll bring on is eggnog. And if you're making homemade eggnog, and I have not made homemade eggnog, and as my kids get older, I thought it might be kind of fun to try making
eggnog.
Now
that you have at least two that are of age,
right? And even doing the little alcohol thing in there. But let's remember, if we use an eggnog recipe, that it is not safe if it's using raw eggs, that recipe needs to be heated before you drink it to at least 160 degrees if it has eggs in it.
Okay.
So a recipe that has raw eggs, you're probably better off going to the store and buying an egg replacement that's been pasteurized.
Okay.
So remember that. And then, you know, alcohol, I don't care how much alcohol you add to that eggnog, it's not going to reduce the bacteria and the risk of acquiring a foodborne illness just because you added alcohol in there and even added a couple extra shots to your pitcher of eggnog. It's not going to help.
No.
The 160 up to that point is what's going to reduce
the
risk, right? Or using pasteurized eggs.
Okay.
So make sure you do that. You can go to go.unl.edu/eggnog, and we have some acceptable research-based eggnog recipes up there. So it's go.unl.edu/eggnog.
Okay, awesome.
And I know most of us are going to run right to Pinterest and do that, and I would encourage you to do that. I love Pinterest because you get 15 different places to go look for eggnog recipes.
Great. Yep.
But let's use our knowledge that we have on the importance of using pasteurized eggs or an egg substitute.
Well, Brenda, as always, we appreciate the time. Always good to have you in the studio. We look forward to seeing you in January. In the meantime, a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you and the family.
Happy New Year to you. Thank you very much.
More coming up on Mugs in the Morning after a quick break on KODY.